Welcome to the Nevermind Podcast.
I'm your host, Veronica Slaykowska.
And I'm Kyle Chase.
And today we have a wonderful guest all the way from Los Angeles, California. That's right, she's the biggest girl's guy. Haley Steele.
Wow.
Hey.
That's so true. Biggest girl's guy, guy's girl they've ever made. You name it, guy, girl, that's my type.
You like guy too?
That's my kind of guy. Well, in terms of like if as a guy, sure.
Right, I
can hang out with a girl, a guy, you name it. I'm gonna be a guy's girl, girl's guy.
What does it mean? What does it mean to you? What is the most guy's girl, girl's guy? Is it a girl's guy or guy's girl?
She's a guy's girl.
Yes, but if, say, I'm in a room of girls, those girls are my guys.
Yeah.
So what's the most guy's girl thing about you?
Most guy's girl? I'm currently staying with two of my guy friends. What's the most guy's girl?
And you're not sucking the dicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So this is the most guys girl thing about me. I can be with my guys, name it, 4, yep. 10, 100 10. Guys. I could be watching a movie with my guys and whole time I'm not wanting to fuck them.
Here's the thing.
Seriously.
You put me in a room with a bunch of guys, I'm getting all doggy, taking it from the front, from the back, double time.
And me, I'm not taking it at all. What I'm doing is I'm saying, let's actually be mean to women together.
Oh.
It's cute. No, they're sweet. No, they're actually really
sweet. Yeah, that's really
sweet of them. They're sweethearts.
No, they're
so I know both
really
of them,
sweet.
They're sweethearts.
They're just sweethearts.
Okay, and then you just had, first off, Haley's a wonderful, amazing comedian who's been my dear, dear friend for 3 years.
Oh God, do you feel old yet? Harambe is this many. What the hell?
Harambe has been dead for 5 years.
Shout out Cincinnati, Ohio, Cincinnati Zoo.
Really?
Harambe.
That's where it happened.
I had
makes
no
sense.
Idea.
It makes sense.
That a kid you, would
the
fall
eye,
over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your city has the eyes of killers.
Oh. My city's very nice. It's a very nice place to be.
Zach, when did Harambe die?
2016.
So we can ask Zach anything during
anything.
This?
Yes, but here's the issue right now.
What's the winning lottery number?
We actually forgot.
Will I die alone?
We forgot a mic for Zach. So Zach's actually not a mic.
But you
Zach
can dub it in.
What if we just put Zach on the couch with us?
He doesn't have a mic. Either way, it doesn't work.
I can pass
He's
him
actually
mic.
Not a bad guy.
So this is what we're going to do when Zach says
Zach,
something.
If
we ask
what
him anything,
say about you?
We just have to repeat it
Dude,
back.
Dude, keep your head up. The allegations are going to go.
They're going to wash away.
Keep on posting. That's what I say. Just keep on posting.
K-O-P.
And the allegations
K-O-P.
Will...
Fly
now,
on
fly
by.
They'll come up again sometimes when you have another moment.
And then what do you do? Keep on posting.
Just keep on posting.
Keep on posting. So Haley,
and that's actually what my new single that's coming out is about.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
It's called Keep On Posting. It's just about a time in my life where people tried to say, oh, like she did this stuff. I have proof. And it's like, what did I do? I kept on posting.
I love yes. that.
Yeah. So that's kind of what Keep On Posting is about.
Oh,
it's a movement.
God.
Yeah.
It's a movement with anything. So,
yeah.
I actually did get canceled on my travels.
Did you?
Really?
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was so crazy. Not like.
Because okay. This was in London.
This one was Paris.
This was Paris.
Okay.
Whoa. We're with a world traveler
yes.
on our
which,
left
which,
and
yeah,
right here.
We,
I'm
Haley,
the
Haley's
first person.
Single, traveling around the world,
mm-hmm.
comedian lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell us where you went for how long and then tell me the cancel.
The way people are going to eat this up. Yeah, I traveled and they love to hear about it because they themselves maybe aren't, let's say, rich. Let's say successful.
Yeah.
And so by listening to me, they can say, oh, this is what a day in the life of someone as rich and successful as Haley is.
Yeah.
And so for me, I did, what did I do? Oh, so what you got to actually go back. When I was in my relationship, I remember when we were having discussions about what we want in the future. And, you know, we're like lesbians. So we're like, oh, like, of course we're getting married and all that. But I did always imagine that one day I would have like a solo trip where I'd be like a lesbian in Paris just kind of fucking around. Like I very much had that in my vision board of my heart. And then she was like, okay, like, yeah, sure.
It's like the Netflix show, isn't it called Lesbian in Paris?
Lesbian in Paris, yeah, yeah. If you mix up the letters in Emily, it's just because
Emily
they,
in Paris,
they, but they couldn't put that because of
yeah.
laws.
Then they tried. They tried to do scissoring in Paris, and then that
didn't go either.
Exactly.
That didn't go either. So
apparently, it doesn't feel that good. What's up?
That's Lesbians in Paris.
Thank
right there.
You. But I was, I just had this in my mind. I thought that would be amazing. And my girlfriend at the time was randomly not supportive of that, which I thought was weird. Because
that's so weird. That's so weird, Haley.
Right? Red flag. Huge red flag if your girlfriend doesn't want you to go to Paris to fuck around. And so what happened is we ended up breaking up for different reasons. And then I found myself in London single. And then I actually went to Paris to meet a girl, but we weren't exclusive. So you're technically still single, but I wasn't doing anything in Paris. I was with that girl. I was monogamous with a girl I had been on 5 dates with. And we go out to a gay bar. Not a lesbian bar, it was a gay guy bar because the lesbian bars were either lame or closed. This is a huge problem. We could talk about that later.
Please,
but
please.
I love gay guys. I mean, mad respect to the first ones to do it.
Don't lesbians and gay guys have beef sometimes?
I think they want you to think that.
But no. Okay, great.
I've got nothing but respect for, again, the ones who
and you
were
have a gay
first
guy best friend.
People to do gay. Yeah, of course. His name is TJ.
We love TJ.
I love him. He's going to be the father of my children. Yes. And then that's good because it's built in childcare. Everything yes. I do, I say, I hope this is successful. This makes money. That way I can buy a house for my gay guy and my cousins.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
First cousins drop of the pod. Can we get a count on how many times I say cousins?
Cousins. I love...
Let's get a count going. So now...
That's for Connery. Okay.
That's for Connery.
So then... Wait. You're the first gay person I've met.
Thank you. Am I the first gay person on the pod? I'm going to throw up.
Not at all.
Unfortunately not.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
Who else?
Mitch Wood comes on
every second week.
Times.
Oh, I don't count him as gay.
No, he's just crazy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's just
right.
crazy. That's such
There's
a great...
There's a few.
So wait, I have to hear this cancellation.
He's not gay. Okay, he's just crazy.
Not gay, just crazy. But my gay guy... Oh, yeah. So I love gay guys. So I'm thinking we go to this gay bar. I'm loving the vibes there. It's all these Parisian gay guys and they're so drunk and that's also even better. Mm. And we're hanging out there and it's only gay guys until... And we're in the smoking room because you smoke in Paris. And then these three lesbians walk in and I go, lesbians! They are silent. They look
are
at
they
me
hot?
With disgust. They look gay, so no.
Okay.
They don't speak English maybe.
So that's maybe, here are my thoughts. The things that run through my head. I'm like, okay, maybe that just wasn't cool to do, which is like, that doesn't sound like me. I wouldn't do something that's not cool.
You are always doing cool things.
Right?
Constantly.
So I'm like, it can't be that. But then why are they so quiet? Whatever. The night goes on. I'm determined to win them back. This is a tiny smoking room. I want to say it's about the size of this couch. No, two of these couches. And we're sitting in there and I'm like talking, something about like lesbians, something about gay guys, just kind of like commentary on that stuff. And at one point, one of them goes, yeah, maybe let's just not assume everyone's a lesbian.
Oh.
So what happened was these were actually trans mask lesbians, or not lesbians. I'm doing it again. Canceled again.
Okay, so they
were
really
One of them
offended.
Really is still not fucking with me, but the other one was laughing, eating it up, and we're just, because I'm very much on one, we're joking around, and then finally the one who really doesn't fuck with me, I was like, I got them to laugh at one thing and they didn't mean to, I think. And then I was like, haha, you, and by the way, they were from London. So they
in okay. Paris. So they
were
London.
They were visiting too, and they did the same thing as me. You London's not Paris. You Googled that.
French word for lesbian is lesbian.
Thank you. Mm. That's why I needed to go there. The first people to ever do it, the French.
French word for lesbian is what Zach said. Mm-hmm. So then
these guys were.
Oh, so basically the one who really didn't fuck with me, I was like, I finally got them to laugh. And I was like, okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to come to my show in London. And they weren't actually liking me yet. So they were like, I don't think I'm going to do that. And I was like, okay, but I feel like you're kind of like, you probably want to. No worries. I'll just take your phone. I'll put my Instagram in. And then I took their phone and I said, aha. What I'm now giving you is a free lesson, because here's what I could have done. I could have run away with your phone. And they were like, what?
You
and I was
were
like,
on.
I could have.
Bro, you were on.
But the truth is, that is a tactic in which many people in London, many of these phone thieves are stealing phones.
Yep.
They're saying, let me give you my IG, and they're taking the phone and they're running. So this poor they them was very much going to have an iPhone stolen from a similar experience if it were not for me to step in and educate them.
And so, very interesting.
So I did. And they were like, okay, whatever. But I put the Instagram in and when we left, I followed back and they didn't accept it. But I messaged them and I said, I miss you. And 2 days, and then my friend who I was with was like, you should not have done that. They really didn't like you. And I just thought, I was like, no, it was like, it was fine. But then she was like, no, no, no. Like, they were really offended by you. And I was like, I don't know. And then I will say 2 days later, they messaged me and said, okay, that was funny. So who's to say? Who's
did they follow you back?
So canceled, not canceled.
I think probably by now they unfollowed me. I only have one arm, so we can't really go and check it.
We're not even going to check.
No, but who's to say?
Wow. So they were so they were very offended by just one comment.
By the word lesbians. Yeah. While lesbian means lesbian in French, it also means slur in English, I guess.
So, is that okay? So,
does that make sense? Does that math for you guys?
But then you said, sorry, I'm assuming.
I never apologized, no.
Okay.
I kind of just brushed past it. I said, oh, I think I also probably didn't hear them because I was just...
You were just so
I was just...
How many drinks? They,
and there was so much laughter happening.
How many drinks did I have? Guess what I did? Did not have any drinks. Okay. The chick I was with was sober. Mad respect to the sober community.
Love the
mad
sober
respect.
Community.
If you're
shout
sober
out.
And you want to go on a date with me, I'm taking you to a dry bar. We're getting matching blowouts. Okay.
Haley's on.
Sorry.
Haley's on.
I'm doing wicked. I look amazing.
You need a coffee. I need a coffee.
Oh, you've got to get coffee. Have some of mine. It's actually delicious.
But what if I give you...
Yeah, don't have it. No, but you weren't. You haven't eaten in a while. There could be cross-contamination. I have to tell you something amazing.
By the way,
I'm not the first celiac guest on the pod. You know
that. No, this is true. Of course we know this.
I know, and it makes me like...
Ben Steiger.
I know. This is a very celiac-friendly pod.
Could we... Yeah, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the celiacs, the celiac community. Veronica and I, and Zach included, we are allies of the celiac
I've
community.
I've dabbled in the gluten-free lifestyle.
We are.
I am... Not gluten-free, but I'm like 80% gluten-free.
I'm constantly making sure that no gluten...
But she wishes she was gluten-free. You know what I mean? That's how much of an ally she is.
I wish, but sadly, she's
attracted to guys.
How much caffeine is in a coffee?
Well, Mr. Zach? Let's see what that says.
Because this says 220 milligrams of caffeine. Is that a lot?
Yeah, a cup of coffee, I think, Zach, is what? Like 70 milligrams? Your average cup of coffee? Caffeine? Between just a cup of coffee?
So this is...
So that's about a cup of coffee.
So do I do this?
Just have a little. You don't... No one's 95. Telling you you have to finish it.
There you go. Typical cup of coffee is 95. You have a sip of that and you're going to feel rock solid.
She's going to rock right now. Oh my God. Do you remember how the tech guy could not play our song last night?
What was going on with that?
That was crazy.
So we had a show last night, everybody. Improv but good.
Woo! At BG. Stay tuned for new dates coming at you fall.
That's right. Perhaps here in New York City, perhaps Los Angeles.
Perhaps.
Or maybe a tour.
You know where you guys should go?
Tell us.
You should do one in like Tucson.
Tell us why.
I just feel like they would like you guys there.
Really?
Tucson. Comment down below.
Comment down below if you want to see some improv.
Do you want to see improv but good in
different.
Tucson?
So, okay. So you were in Paris first.
No, London first.
London, then Paris.
Went to Paris.
Are you still talking to this person that you...
Yeah, no. So a girl I went on five or so dates with in LA.
Right? And I'm not judging you because I've done this too.
You literally have.
I literally
Veronica
have,
walked so fake you could run.
That's right.
That's exactly the truth of it.
It's exactly.
Is that the origin?
And you know what? And mine was with a man.
Yeah,
Zach, you're going to have to look this up.
Yeah, can you tell us?
Is it blank walked so blank could run?
Absolutely.
Or is it blank ran so blank could walk?
Blank.
Because he's saying that
blank walked so blank could run. Yeah,
really?
But imagine if somebody ran first, then walking after, that's going to be easy as shit.
Yeah, exactly. That seems to make a little more sense to me.
It doesn't for me.
But tell me about the origin
I said on my close friends, this is just on Maine, so I was real as fuck for this. I said, Caroline Polachek walked so Frou Frou could run. And a lot of people thought I was serious and there was a lot of hatred. And I was serious.
And you were serious.
You were
Thank
serious.
You, sometimes Caroline,
people just don't get a joke, I go, that's on you.
Hey, so you don't want to laugh? I guess
okay, go ahead.
Weird fleck, but okay.
Okay, so you stupid? Like,
Fine.
Are you-
It
fucking-
just doesn't make that much sense. When I really think about that phrase.
you still love it.
Somebody walked so somebody else could run. Mm-hmm. Walking is much-
It's the first step to running though.
But running is freer and more like energizing and more confident, right?
Should I just change it, Zach? Huh? I will.
Okay.
So
that's great.
So Ms. Haley.
Like so Veronica walked on going to Paris with someone you don't know well enough.
Yes, yes.
So he could do the same.
And
so
did he love me? No.
And did he want it? No.
Did he say that he loved me? Yes.
Oh.
But did he?
We didn't hit the L. We were so brave for that. We just went, you were brave. Yeah, we just went to Paris together and made plans.
So, okay, 4 days in Paris.
4 days, three even.
How
maybe.
Were those days together?
They were great until the end when I was like, because I didn't take enough space for myself. Whereas because she was waking up early and then she had time to meditate and journal. Mm-hmm. So like she had a whole life outside of our hanging out. But then I woke up and it was like, boom, we're hanging out. There was no hakey time. So then by 3 days in, going from being by myself for 2 weeks to doing that, I was a little overwhelmed. And I was like, whoa, this is just a lot considering I'm only newly single and I'm not ready to be in something that's a lot. Which, you know, I communicated that and she wasn't asking for anything, but I think I pulled back a little too hard on that. But we didn't talk about it. And then I went back to London and then I had other trips. I went to Italy. And
oh God, I love that restaurant.
So good. So Italy. Good. They have one so here. Good. I didn't know they had them in London.
They have Italy.
Yeah, it's like a mall, but it's
a whole country of Italy's. Yeah.
In London.
It's a mall, but it's pasta.
No, it's a different country.
Oh.
It's a mall and every store is a different shape of pasta.
Mm-hmm. Different color too.
Stringy.
Is this a French
bow
girl?
Bow tie.
No. Not. Oh, not French.
LA.
LA. Actually, Midwest.
She
your,
just,
your breed.
You just met her.
In LA.
You met her in LA.
And then she flew out and met me in Paris.
Oh.
Keep up,
and
Kyle.
She's awesome. She's great. Really would like to be friends. I don't think she wants that.
So
because.
More-
so then you pulled away.
Then I pulled away a bit.
In what way?
In, I was just like, maybe just not being as touchy.
Yeah. And that hurts.
And that's tough.
That hurts to feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle did that.
Kyle's right not a good guy. I've been saying
no,
this.
No, Kyle, like, the allegations are coming and they're
and
gonna stay.
And I can't
stay,
refute them.
And they're gonna stay.
The allegations are he's not a mood.
So, I'm just kidding, Kyle. He's we love you. Kyle, you are the only-
You're the last good guy.
Straight white man that I know and that I love.
Yeah.
Aw.
Thanks.
Yes. So, okay. So then, when did you end it? There in person?
No, we didn't,
or were you
we didn't end it. Then we kept texting because we had to, after the trip, you got to make the shared photo album.
Of course.
So we have the shared photo album. We're sending those pictures. Oh, cute, nice. But then I'm moving around. I'm going to Italy. I'm going to a different part of France. And I was not fast at responding to messages. And then when I went to the second area of France, a lesbian fan who actually knows me because she saw me open for the Kyle and Veronica Together Forever tour.
In London?
AQ.
Yeah.
No. I think she was visiting New York. She saw the Gramercy shows.
No way.
And she followed me because of that. And she saw that I was in Marseille and she reached out and said, OMG, you're in Marseille. Can I please take you out? I said, of course. Is it okay? Of course, if I bring my straight friend, her name is Coco. You guys know Coco. Coco Dono. She's the best. Check her out. Swipe up below. And I was like, can I bring my straight friend? She says, of course. She takes us to her friend's, like, her friend was like doing like a restaurant pop-up and then there was a party and she just kept like taking us around France. So like I became good friends with her. Sure, there was kissing involved, but it was actually a heat wave. So you couldn't even do that much kissing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They don't have AC out in Europe.
Yes,
it hasn't been invented yet. You know how the buildings look really old and everything? It's because it is that old.
They are old.
They are in the
transported into time.
Exactly.
It's not
and
just
my
for
friend
vibe.
Courtney, mad love, mad respect, Courtney, I hope you're listening. Courtney likes AC and so do I. I would have loved some AC, but it was not the place to be during a heat wave.
Mm. Okay.
And so,
okay. So then,
air conditioning,
so then you made out with AC. This fan of ours.
Yeah.
So is that, that's a use,
but actually, you know what's
power.
So funny? She was actually, and yes, she's a fan of yours, but because she's lesbian, hardcore, she's very much saw me open for you guys before I even said anything. She was like, oh, love that. Oh, no. She even found me before the show. You know what she found me in? That video we did, that dumbass video that people loved for the airport.
Terminal 2. Happy birthday.
She was like, and we didn't, of course, say a word about me being lesbian. She was like, found me from that video and was like, oh, this lesbian in the Kyle and Veronica Terminal 2.
There's, I love that.
Maybe a chance video. That she's like, listening to this right now.
She probably is. She loves media. That's how she learned how English.
Say hi.
She's learning English she's, now.
Yes.
Hey, girl, tell your dog, Tony, I say hi. I got really close with Tony.
So, okay.
Oh.
And her. Yes.
Was this the dog?
This was the dog.
Wow.
The dog what? I'm missing out. You guys know
the dog. No, posted on my Instagram. Every day. Because it was a very cute dog. There's a different video I'll show you guys off pod where he found a really big stick. Oh my God. He was so happy. You're going to freak
something
out.
Something about a dog and a stick. So
it was cute.
Are you posting?
So I'm not posting anything crazy. Person. Courtney posts a picture because Courtney's going on all of these hangs with me. Courtney posts a picture of me next to this girl at the like seaside area of Marseille. And of course, it's obvious this girl's a lesbian. She has the kind of tattoos that only a lesbian would get in terms of the way they don't make sense. Mad respect. Shout out.
Yes.
The Harry Potter.
But she's, there's the, she's from... Yeah. Where is she from?
Every house, just in case she her personality shows.
Is she from, where is she from?
She's from there, from France.
From France. Over there.
But, you know, of course I didn't like say anything on that. But a friend of ours, you know, Fia, mad respect, Fia, shout out. Fia goes, mama, a lesbian beside you. So we're knowing already people are seeing this as a lesbian.
Okay, yeah.
So that makes me think, okay, so you know what? It is obvious. And this girl, you know, that I was seeing is going to see that. You know, that's, I hope she doesn't take it the wrong way. But, you know, someone tags you in a story. What are you going to do? Not click add to story?
Of course.
Like, what are you going to do? What
you
are
you have to let
leave
somebody...
him hanging and not no. post it so maybe someone else would see it?
I didn't know. It was not so that she would see it.
Okay.
But of course, she was upset about it. And I totally understand. It was a mistake. I did not need to post those because we should have probably just like talked about that first guidelines. But of course, I also was not hiding anything. Hakey's... not ready to date. And in traveling, you have to date if you want to travel sustainably. I'm sorry. There's not enough money to travel without finding a few girls to shack up with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. That's why Zach's traveling all the time.
That's what
I'm saying.
Zach
I literally met a girl in London who's now visiting LA next week. And guess where she's going to stay for a couple nights? Hakey House.
Your place.
Thank you. And then guess where I'm going to stay if I ever have to go back there?
Her place.
It's about community.
Wow.
Yeah,
how?
Wait, that feels very like... That was almost like mayoral, what you just had going on there.
Yeah,
that sort of speech felt like you were...
I believe in it. I think vote for being lesbian and letting people just kind of like not be monogamous for a second, for a little bit. Give me another year. I don't want to date.
No, you don't. You really don't. But then you are kind of dating.
Every day.
So what's going on there?
No, I actually have it in a bit because I have the sling. I got in my last night of my trip, you guys, I got in a line bike accident. Do not ride a line bike and then look at your friend and say, this is the most glorious night, and then look back and then hit an electrical box. Don't do that because you're going to dislocate your shoulder. And now, honestly, I literally can't date because... One, I don't have the energy or the time, but two, actually, like you can't raise your arm above you. And I'm not being that guy. I'm not trying to be explicit on the pod, but like when you're having sex, your body is just moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would 100% throw some shit out with an arm and then lose an arm for sex. Like,
how long is the sling on?
Sling has got another couple days.
Days?
And then, well, it's actually technically today, but I have to wait until physical therapy in on Monday. So.
And then you're kind of good?
No. And then it's like a few weeks of like getting the strength back and then I'm good. It's not that bad, but it's not like in the movies when you dislocate something, they pop it back in and you go, yeah. But then
the next scene they're like, okay.
But I will say there's a difference between guys and girls in that when I posted about this, so many guys reached out and said, oh yeah, that happened to me. My buddy just popped it back in and then it was never the same. I had problems for 3 years. I never saw a doctor. What's up with this? Why are guys allergic to doctors?
It's not true. Zach and I, we go see the doctor very, very routinely. Michael
okay,
maybe
very
is a
femme
bit
of you.
More.
Michael doesn't go at all.
Allergic? No, a lot of men don't though.
Alex dislocated his shoulder, didn't see a doctor, had problems. Yeah. Charlie Brady, you know, that guy.
Mm-hmm. If I have anything come up, I go to the doctor.
Kyle's very doctor pro.
I had a sort of flare up after I shaved the other day. I have, I think it's called a
Folliculitis.
Folliculitis. Follicitis. What's it called, Zach? Folliculitis?
Thank you, Zach.
It's when your hair follicles, when you shave or whatever, they get very...
Irritated.
And that can be fatal, guys. So be careful.
And this one, Veronica can attest to it. I showed her the picture.
It was bad.
That's why I don't shave my bush. I'm trying to live a long life.
What's up?
It looked like a creature was like trying to come out of my neck. So I went to the dermatologist.
God.
So I immediately went to the dermatologist and they set me up. And now I'm great. It's all back to normal. Today's episode is brought to you by Factor. Eating well has never been so easy, you guys. Take back more of your time. Get outside and do the things that you want to do with Factor meals. Veronica and I spend so much time working inside that we love making our lunches and dinners as easy as possible. And Factor's quick prep time makes it super quick and easy for us to get these meals in a timely way that allows us to get outside and enjoy the weather and touch grass. They have 45 weekly menu options to choose from, making it super easy to find meals that fit your goals or preferences. I really like the Protein Plus option because I find it really hard to get enough protein in a day. But they have other options like Calorie Smart, Keto, and many more. Aside from just quick heat up meals, they also have other options like pre-made smoothies, which I've been loving to start my day, and they taste great. Get started at factormeals.com/nevermind50off and use code nevermind50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code nevermind50off at factormeals.com/nevermind50off for 50% off plus free shipping. And now back to the episode.
See, okay, so some doctors are good. Yep. I know everybody's saying ADAB.
Well, actually, the three of us actually go to the same doctor.
We do. We all go to the same doctor.
Do you really?
Yes.
That's adorable.
Same office.
Same office.
Do they respect HIPAA or do they talk about you guys?
Oh, no.
I have the woman HIPAA. Doctor.
Oh.
And Zach and I,
but it's the same office. It's the same
office.
Zach and I have our good guy.
She hasn't touched it yet. What am I saying? Guys, I just have to say that I'm a little sleepy because we had a show last night. And then this morning I had a wonderful call back in person for a musical, my first musical. So that's the only reason I'm a little sleepy right now.
And if you're out there and you're praying, I want you to give a couple of your prayers to Veronica over here. Let's get Veronica the part. Ask Hashem, ask Christian Hashem, ask Muslim Hashem. Just ask whoever they
are. Ask your dad or your mom.
Hey, why not? If they have any power... Let's get Veronica the part.
Get Veronica the part.
Come on.
And guys,
it was great. It was a great callback. But then the second I finished it, I was on a high and then now I crashed and now I'm sleepy. But it was awesome.
And this is episode 87.
Pew, 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 pew.
If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the notification bell, share this on your story. If you want to buy merchandise, there's a link in the bio. If you want to subscribe to the Patreon for the extra special bonus episode, there's a link in the bio. If you want ad-free listening, go to the Patreon link in the bio. If you're on Spotify, share this on your story and hit the follow button. Guys, we have Haley Steele on the podcast.
Here she is. Here she
episode 87.
Miss Traveling, I want to hear more about the story. So then... Now you're in London.
Yeah,
You're in France, and there's this woman, and she has a dog.
Yeah,
and you're
so
kind of together.
They made it on my story, not together, of course, but she showed me around.
Are
we're
you
having
hooking
a good
up
time.
At this point?
Yeah, I mean, sure, of course, because that's a fun thing to do. No other reason, no ulterior motives.
Okay.
I know that's right. But she and the dog made it on my story, and then I got I could tell the girl I had been seeing, not at all.
Okay,
both look lesbian, but in different ways, which I really appreciate.
I want to see
pictures. Yeah, I'll show you pictures. Both gorgeous, like mad respect, and
look lesbian.
Mad respect only if you're gorgeous.
Exactly.
That's why I would say if you're not gorgeous, get the fuck out of my face.
There's
you're disgusting.
The door. Bye. Go right through that door because it's time to leave.
Okay, so then you go, so now it's time to leave France.
Yes, and I leave France, and I had texted, girl one originally, I don't number girls. I'm just doing this out of respect. For names.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe we do like girl X. Covering her face. There we go.
You know, I have to do...
Spread them. Zach's saying spread them.
Spread them. Yeah. Veronica and I have callbacks later today for the same thing.
For sisters.
Like if you want us to play sisters and we'll pass it on to them.
Comment down below, hashtag sisters, but if one you of want my scenes, them to play sisters.
One of my scenes is a sex scene, not with the sister, of course. But
we could do it here too.
Oh, we literally could. Maybe we stay.
Do you have a laptop? Your laptop?
No, I do not have a laptop. Oh, I don't even have my laptop on me at all.
Yeah, I have mine at home.
Okay, I'll probably have to use yours. And Veronica's going to log into the Zoom for Haley's callback. They'll be like, what the hell? You're not too late. It's okay. But anyway, one of my scenes is a sex scene. And I'm thinking for the Zoom, I maybe do it like this.
Oh, interesting. One of the callback
scenes.
And
what's your face? What's the face
you is a sex scene?
My face not is mine. Very normal.
I mean, I'm a different character, sisters.
Wait, one of the callback scenes is you
guess who would be the older
sex.
One, guess who would be the younger one.
Yes, but a kind of sex where I'm like, I'm talking. So it's
is
like,
she gay or is she straight?
So
or is she both?
Honestly, I have a feeling she's secretly gay. I can tell.
But this is a man that she's sleeping
but
with.
But she is sleeping with a man, but barely. That's kind of what the scene's about.
So is it like this?
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to be like moving? Like, how do you do that?
Okay. guys, it's like kind of like towards the end of it, the
okay.
sex.
Okay.
And by the way, the sex actually didn't really happen. So they're kind of discussing how it didn't really happen. Mm. But I'd love to start it like this.
I like that.
When you have a kiss in a scene in an audition, what do you do?
Oh, I never know how to do that shit. I kind of just like go to the side of the camera and hide my face. And then I'm like, they can imagine.
Really? I don't even do anything. I think I just go.
I go like this. I kind of do like a like.
Oh, that's nice. So they can really see how you do it.
Kyle, you're so far. Do you want to come over closer?
It's
I think it's out of respect.
It's perfectly in frame.
It's out of respect. But it's perfect. But I know you're in frame, but just come closer. Don't be shy.
Then I can't lay back like as well. Like, you know, I can like lay on this.
Don't be shy.
He's literally hitting on me.
I know. I know it's crazy. Everyone is all the time, Haley.
I know, but it's mostly guys.
Oh, God.
Because of the power.
They're saying, lesbian. You just haven't met the right guy.
Thank you. You just haven't met Kyle Chase yet.
You just haven't met the right guy.
Kyle Chase.
Actually, Kyle, can I say this?
What?
That you have slept with a lesbian. And you did turn a lesbian kind of straight for a while.
Well,
I bet you've turned some lesbians. No offense. Actually said only out of respect.
Zach just said this, everyone. He said three.
Our friend Will Duncan has exclusively turned lesbians.
That's
every
not shocking
ex,
at
every single ex
all.
Of his is either lesbian or trans mask.
Wait, like
which
after?
I think is the same thing because I'm a problem, but it's not. And I don't think that.
So wait.
After they dated him,
after
they were
dated,
like, oh.
They went on to be lesbian or trans mask.
There's this girl. So my friend in high school, he is gay. He was not out or didn't know, but anyway, this girl that he was dating, apparently this happened to her twice, where two guys that she dated like back to back, both after they broke up, or the reason they broke up is because they were like, hey, I'm actually gay. That happened to her twice.
She probably just likes gay guys. Who doesn't?
She has a type for guys that she likes to have fun with.
Thank you.
Guys
she
loves
like
to
shop.
Watch Glee with and go shopping with.
Guys that like to shop. Guys that like to...
We're just kidding.
You like shopping.
Yeah,
I do like shopping.
Ugh, you should.
We're kidding. We're being stereotypical. So wait, Kyle. So you have slept with a lesbian?
Well, yeah.
And now she's with a woman.
And so why am I not good enough for you?
we could explore that.
I'm listening.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dead. She's literally dead.
Zach, have you ever slept with a lesbian?
Because let me tell you, that hits different. You know what I'm
saying? About a bi girl?
I don't think so.
What do you have against the queer community? Now it's becoming a problem.
You're problematic.
Wow.
Have
you slept with anyone? A bi guy? I guess that's not real. I'm kidding. Of course it is. I know several.
Have I slept with a bi guy? I feel like some questioning.
Some questioning.
Is that a good answer?
I keep playing with the microphone and Connery's going to hear it and I feel bad.
No, you won't. You won't hear any of that, actually.
So now you're back in London. So you say bye to this girl and it's a great
romance. I say bye to
French girl,
of course, because it was like, I'm not, you're in France. So we'll only, you know, hang out when I'm in France.
Did you cry saying goodbye?
No. We're adults.
Okay.
I said
bonsoir.
Au revoir or reservoir. And I left and then, oh, was it bonsoir?
Bonsoir might be Portuguese.
No, it's French.
That's French.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir.
Is it?
That's hello.
Peace. Yeah, bonsoir. Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
I think it's spelled like.
These poor listeners want to hear the end of the story, and it's not that great. It's just that then I go back to London and I'm realizing, you know, me and girl number one have not been talking, and I reach out and I say, hey, I can send some things up. Can we check in? And she was like, yeah, honestly, been feeling weird since Paris, but also I was really hurt by the you posting another girl. And I was like, oh man, I'm really sorry. I obviously didn't mean to hurt you with that. But like, I also didn't want to like hide anything, but also, yeah, like we should check in after Paris. Honestly, I was feeling overwhelmed by how like fast it got. And I would love to know what you're actually looking for. And she was like, yeah, I'm looking for someone with more, like just some emotional capacity right now. And I was like,
that's fair.
Yeah, no, I was like, and so fair, like you should have that. Cause that's clearly not me. Even though I definitely was at first like, how dare you? And then I will say I was with my guy friends at the time, as you can, you know, guy or girl. And my guy friends were like, yeah, that was insanely dickish of you to post another girl. Even though then I showed them the pictures and they were like, oh, that's not that bad. But, cause it was never like full on, it was never full on face. It was all like girl on the side or a dog with hint of girl.
But this was what, a week
later?
Which
is kind of worse.
2 weeks later, 3 weeks later?
It's kind of worse.
But it is almost like a soft launch.
It just seems like you're like trying to maybe
hide. It is hurtful.
Like by like not.
I wasn't trying to hide. I was simply adding to story when someone was tagging me or posting with a heart pose.
When a dog was cute.
Yeah. Because that dog was so cute.
Okay.
Girl One also has a dog. So I think that's what really was hurtful.
Yeah. So then Girl One.
Because Girl One's dog is also perfect. I love dogs.
So you call her.
So no, there was no call. Wow. I respond to the text and I say, I really hear that news, so, you know, you should have that. I'm sorry that I hurt you. And I don't think I hit the, like, I'd love to be friends, but I really do want to be friends, but I could tell that wasn't the vibe. But then I wish her, it was about to be her 30th birthday.
She's so old.
I know. It's
She's so old. It's crazy.
30 is old, bro.
Right?
Yeah. Is old,
and so she's ready for, like, she's ready for a wife. She's ready to be wifed up.
I think so, honestly. And like,
listen, when I'm 30, I'll maybe think about that.
Right. How old are you, Haley?
Me? Just as young as they make them, 28.
28.
28.
Yeah. Shit. They really don't make them younger.
So but you're going to see in the next 2 years, your life's about to freaking change. Okay. Your energy's about to plummet.
That doesn't sound like your
ambition's about to also plummet.
Doesn't sound anything like
sex drive gone.
I love that.
But
stuff.
You really want commitment and you're ready for commitment.
No. I think I just feel like I was so burned. It's never again. No. Just never again for right now or
never
in the
again. No. I like that.
No. Don't ever date me. No. I've been watching the High School Musicals over.
That's such a good song.
They're so good.
Like
Oh, did you see the part in the show last night when I tried to make that? Yes, song happened, yes, and then yes, I couldn't yes, think yes. of anything more yes. than cheerleaders
and goths. And then I kept saying, okay, I couldn't hear also yesterday.
No, the sound was so fucked. I was so mad.
No, because I couldn't. I was like, jocks? And you're like, goths. And I was
the
like,
sound was
what?
Fucked.
Where are you eating? Couldn't hear it.
Well, there, something definitely occurred when the tumble onto the stage happened within the first 30 seconds of the show.
Well, to and silence. That was absolutely not my
idea.
Did
you guys read it? It was 100% my idea. I take full responsibility.
And I said yes, and I didn't question it for a second.
Okay, did you understand it was Willy Wonka?
Okay, well, if I may.
That's okay to be late.
If I may, Hannah left, Veronica's sister, Hannah left to go get a beverage.
Sure, delicious.
And as she did that, she came back and I like turned my head to the side.
Right as that happened.
And then I heard like a fall happen on stage and then I turned back and look and Veronica's like laying on the ground.
And my mic's going like this. So yeah, was it our fault or should mics be able to fucking handle a little dip in a pool. Choreo on stage for once?
Part of me says that you guys should try going back to handheld one time.
We never did.
We never once in our life.
Yeah, you did. When was that Union Hall?
No, that was actually us. No, we like these.
I don't think we did at Union Hall. These. Did we handheld mic? I think we just no mic.
I was probably no mic.
The next place that we're going to do, hopefully, they have the mics built into the stage for this
perfect.
Kind of show. So
perfect.
It's
gonna be
yeah. We're going to
so where at?
Second City. We got to figure that out.
So then what happened? So then now you're back in. You've ended it. You're in London. Is there another lady that comes into your life, or was this
there was a chica in London who I had been hanging out with. It was great, and it was so funny because I live, of course, in Los Angeles, and this London chica, I come back and I say, "Oh, come to the show." She comes and hangs out, and then she's like, "What's so funny is I'm going to LA next week."
So that's the London girl.
Yeah. So when I go back to LA, this London girl,
and what's her vibe?
Is visiting. Another gorgeous lesbian. There's nothing more to say than just, you know, respect for what you do and being gay and beautiful. And we are just like, and also, again, great communication up top of like, obviously we don't live in the same city, so we're just kind of having fun.
So how many nights did you spend together?
Maybe three, not even. I think we only hooked up once. The other times it was like, I was like traveling the next day. So like it was just like, it's very much a friendly vibe. But like kissing is great.
Wow.
So we're gonna and other stuff.
like what? No,
wait.
Okay.
You know they say that Los Angeles is like the London of Southern California.
Do they actually say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They I think that in terms of size. Imagine if we had the transit, it would be over for you hoes.
They say it's the London of Southern California.
I don't think they say that, but I love it there. And I love London. I love both cities.
You do.
I really do. Those are two great cities.
Well, have you ever been to the Scanatelli Lakes? Skinny Atlas Lakes?
Where is that?
The Finger Lakes.
Oh.
Up
by Syracuse.
Oh, that's where you guys just were.
That's where we went.
I love lakes. I really love lakes. But I love all water. I'm a fish.
What's your sign?
Fire, which is crazy that I love water. My own kryptonite. Speaking of, I was rewatching Avatar The Last Airbender on the flight because they were episodes. Sometimes I like to watch TV on a flight instead of movies.
Me too. I'm in the same boat. I watch all the couples therapy.
Oh,
that whole fucking season. I watch TV on flights. I love TV on a flight
because it's such a random choice of show and then a random episode of it. And you're like, sure, I'll just dive into this season of Avatar The Last Airbender. And I just gotta say, they were onto something with that show.
That show was fucking amazing.
The show is incredible. It's like one of the best cartoons. Good.
I remember because I grew up as an Orthodox Jew, and so when they would have a marathon of that show that would run over Shabbos when you're not allowed to use electricity, we would TiVo it, and then we'd have like 24 hours TiVo'd of that show. And sometimes we'd even be bad, and we'd make one of our friends. You make the youngest friend do the most... the muksa, which is the non-Shabbos thing to touch the electricity. Because the youngest one, it's like, oh, we could just be like, they didn't even know.
They didn't know.
And it's like, it's not there. Until you're bar mitzvahed, your stuff doesn't really matter, but you still are supposed to do it. But it's a whole thing. If you have any questions, swipe up and we'll connect you to a rabbi. And so, but we make our little brother turn on the TV in the basement. And
what do you mean
like
it doesn't count until you are bar mitzvahed?
It's like once the whole thing, really the whole reason to make a bat mitzvah is you're saying you're an adult and now you're responsible for truly all of the rules and mitzvahs and stuff.
But before then you're kind of free.
Before then you're free, but you do have to do it and they act like you do. But it's like technically you don't. Or it's like, yeah, it's like if there was something going on in the house, if say someone turned off a light and you needed the light on, you would make the youngest kid in the family turn it back on if you had no other choice, if you couldn't get a goy off the street, which sometimes they do. You ever been approached by a Jewish guy asking you to come into the house, turn something on?
No.
Ugh, you gotta do it. It's so fun.
When? What day would I do
Jewish,
that?
I'm Jewish, so I'll never do it. On Shabbos, on Saturdays.
On Saturdays. I'll Friday go walk
night,
around.
Or Friday night, go to, and I'm telling you, someone's gonna need you to press a button. You've done it? It's 45.
Yes.
But yes. Wait. Yeah, do you have any other Jewish questions for me? Because you are two of the most goyish kids I've ever met in my life.
Well, I actually went to a school that was there was tons of diversity at this school. I went to many, many, many a bar in Bat Mitzvah.
That's so crazy to me.
And I had the best time of my life.
Where in Ohio?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
There was one Jewish basketball, not basketball, sorry, baseball competition festival Columbus.
Oh, Ohio. Yeah. And you played? You played?
No, my brother did though.
Okay. Yeah, I went to many, and I went to Temple. Lots of times for the, like, I didn't just go to
did
the party.
Did you ever wish you wanted that you would be Jewish?
After my first bar mitzvah, yeah, I went home and I was like, Mom, Dad,
I think I'm Jewish.
That. I'm going to be
just
Jewish.
A party.
I'm going to have a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, that's you want a fuck party.
It was awesome.
If you were,
oh, sorry, Haley.
Oh, no, no worries. If you were bar mitzvah then, what would your theme have been?
Oh, see, there weren't really like themes at the parties that I went to. I mean, there were sometimes, like, one of them was like, you know, like a club, like, it was like at like a, it was like very like dance oriented. There was like a dance floor and it was supposed to be like a club. One of them was like sports themed.
Classic. When you let the actual bar mitzvah boy choose, it's like, what is he like? Sports? Yeah. So then it's like a sports themed thing.
Casino?
Like casino. My brother, you're naming the two themes my brothers had.
Really?
Jonah's was a casino sports night, and Harry's was sports.
Okay, wait. We've some people think, and then we're gonna continue this in the bonus.
I have people episode. To
I
think
just touched
too.
Your arm, and I'm really scared.
I
about
didn't
that.
Feel any.
Great. Okay, so well, do you know what we do for this?
No.
So we have our list.
This is improv.
I should have said this before.
We're gonna be doing some improv here.
Oh, this is like, I don't think so, honey.
Sort of.
Something like
that. So check it out. Podcast.
We have a list here of our top, our highest tier of Patreon members are Nevermind Knights. Oof. And what we do is we... Yes.
By the way, they sound hot as fuck.
They are really
I wish
hot.
I could have sex with them.
Yes. And we go into a scene. Connery has music that he plays behind it. Typically, it's very medieval. We can do whatever we want. And then our goal is to get to a point in the scene where we decide to read off all of these names.
And it can be in any context?
Any context.
Any context.
That's really
so fun. So with that, I say Connery...
Cue the music.
Do you guys know the music or is it going to be random?
It's like nightly.
Oh, it's nightly.
Medieval, sort of.
So excited. I love music. Speaking.
We're taking this back to like old London. All right, girls. It's time for you to go off.
What? Daddy? What do you mean, go off?
Well, you two are old enough and I've trained you well enough that you can go out into the world and fetch me some food for tonight.
But we're so short.
George,
we're only 3 feet tall. And you know, to ride the supermarket, you need to be 4 feet.
Which is why I have this here trench coat. Now you...
What?
A coat?
Good. How will you ever use this?
Now, here's the thing.
Yes?
Since you are just slightly taller of the daughters, my other daughters here are going to climb on your shoulders and they put the trench coat over top and you will look 6 feet tall. So
wait a second. Does that mean I have a better face card?
Yeah. Are you saying, Papa, are you saying I don't have a face card?
You got an ass card and we've known this for years.
That you will be the legs of the operation and she will be
the
brains.
Don't show your face because people are scared of it. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So here's my list of things that I need from the store. And go off and fetch it for me.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh,
we're on our way to the store and that person filming the TikTok series is asking us, can you say Veronica or Rita Ora?
Veronica or Rita Ora?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Ooh, Veronica's my favorite, but I have to say Rita Ora.
I figured you would.
That's my cousin's bit. I just did that. Sorry.
Oh, no. And this, another TikTok.
Another TikToker.
Is coming up, and they're asking me.
How much you pay for rent in medieval times?
15,500.
15,000?
500.
Whoa.
It's a mixture between 100 and 1,000.
And can we see a place?
Sure, come in.
Whoa, you got a race car bed in the medieval times.
Race car bed, skylight, beautiful. And I got one of those big bunnies, that Miffy bunnies that glows.
And
you know what I'm talking about?
Whoa.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. And I asked everyone this, can I get in your bed and have sex in it?
No, get the fuck out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay. Okay, supermarket. What?
Great.
I can't remember.
Hello there.
Uh-oh.
Hello there.
Oh, no, it's the supermarket troll.
Only one person that I see here?
Yes, yes, yes. That's
Tell me, now that you're at the grocery store, what is it that exactly that you need?
We need... I don't remember.
I remember. Let me be the face, sister. Please.
Let me just turn around for a second and get something from here.
Quick, switch spot with me. I can pull enough face card for this. Trust me.
Fine.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hello.
We need... We need,
Hello.
Hi.
We what need, was it that you need?
Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Adrian Dubicki, Carlotta Elsenberg, Hayden Kuhn, Katie Chase, Bad Sick, Mansa Wiesa, Dana Kreisement, Hot Sauce Haley, Sophie Sivernikowski, Hive Mind Riley, Ali, Andre Sanchez, MIA Babadia, Coco, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Stinky Ale, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Troy and Haley Coleslaw, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls _ Uda Best, Haley Nelson, Meg Wari, Jamie McPentagon, Betsy, bank.ruby.veronica.nkyle.r.bestfriends.l. Real life, ha. Taylor Lania, Luke Sin, Mega Gooby exclamation mark, Eva Isberg, Michael McKitty, Lauren Bauer, Bright Eyed Brunette Bombshell, Beggy Flynn, Andrea, and Katie's best friend, Bobby Goods, Taylor Rydberg, Catgirl in a Dog World, Kenna Queen, I Seen the Dream, Sydney Jersa, Fantasy Camp, Mandy and Livy, Charlie McLaurath, Sharon, Annie Helmer, Haley Yo 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 Yo, Daphne, Nicole, Haley Garlington, Maddie Madog,
DC,
Charlie Selinsky Jr., hey Ellie, hello, Lorena Laverne, Lily Tira.
Wow! Well, here I go. I will go and fetch that for you.
Sister,
it
worked.
You did a great job.
It worked. I served face card.
You served
here
face.
Here you go. And carry on.
And how are we ever going to pay for that? Face card, no cash, no credit.
It won't deny. Cha-ching. Yes, accepted. Thank you,
and
sir.
And scene.
Guys,
thank you so much for episode 87, and we're going to be in the Patreon. If you want to follow Haley Steele on socials, where do they find you?
Oh, you're going to find me on Instagram.
And what's the at?
Haley UKA. So it sounds like Haley Yuka, which is short for Haley Ukulele, which does rhyme, but I couldn't get that. So it's just going to be Haley Yuka.
And there you have it.
And that's it, guys. Thank
gentlemen.
You so much. And we will see you in the bonus. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Love each and every one of you.